Does your kitchen need tunifying before the holidays? Kitchen Tune-Up will help you select the right service to meet your kitchen goals and budget. Call 810-488-9778 or visit us at kitchentuneup.com to set up a virtual consultation.
Not me.
Country music singer Eric Church with a song that he wrote about the Las Vegas shooting in 2017, 3 years and a month ago. And when something like that happens, it makes everybody wonder, gosh, you know, what would we do if that happened here? Certainly the Port Huron Police Department wants to be ready in a case of an emergency like that. And so they've undergone some special training and learned more about how to prevent such things. Joining us right now from the Port Huron Police Department is Sergeant Doug Decker. Doug, good morning.
Morning, Paul.
Interesting prevention forum that you attended recently. Tell us more about it.
Right. So the FBI National Academy Associates put it on, and it was really a school shooting prevention leadership forum. However, a lot of it is geared to the idea of an active shooter, an active killer, not just in a school setting, but, you know, it could be anywhere where there's a large group of people gathered, like the Route 91 Festival, right?
Yeah.
And it's a random thing. So the chief attended, Captain Kuhn, Lieutenant Kerrigan, our school resource officers, and Chris Smith, our college resource officer, attended, and myself. And we had speakers from throughout the country there, and it was down in Livonia. And some of the information that was given to us was about safety assessments for schools. And safety assessments, really, they're nothing new. And quite often, the county emergency management, they have a team that does safety assessments for schools and businesses. And a lot of this, some of it's as simple as lighting. So it's not just active shooter, but the safety assessments can cover a lot of things. But to do with an active shooter, they do look at things such as keeping doors locked. What kind of drills do you have? What kind of system do you have to call the police if there's an emergency? What kind of lockdown system do you have to get in a room and close it up? And just, they give advice on things. They look at things, and it's not to criticize. It's how do we work with you to make it safer at the school, right? So some really good information available to the public. There was a debrief on the Marjorie Stone Douglas active shooter incident in Parkland, Florida. And obviously, if you remember that, that's still fresh in our minds just a few years later, February 2018. And in 3 weeks' time, Port Huron area schools had put SROs in both of the high schools, and the SROs also go to the other schools and make stops there. So quickly moving because of that tragedy. There's resources available in regards to both the public and law enforcement. We learned about that. So really, I'm going to give the website for the FBI later on, and there's so much information there, videos, different types of guides, things you can do to be prepared, things to do to respond if this incident occurs in your community. And I want people to remember, the Port Huron Police Department, you know, we've been doing active shooter killer training with local agencies, and you know, we have really good ties with other agencies. We have great ties with the school district. They make the schools available, you know, whether it's on the weekends and evenings, to get officers in there so we can do training. The chief really is concerned about getting out here and starting doing some of these safety assessments ourselves, in addition to, as I said, the emergency management team, and using FBI resources. They're out there. You know, they have, local departments, county departments and government. You know, we don't have the big budgets that the FBI has available. So that was one of the big points, too, is that we have the resources available to help you out. And I want to remind people, here, some of our officers involved, and they provide active assailant response training and to churches, businesses, schools, and citizen groups. So certainly contact us if this is some training that you would like to get.
Yeah.
An active shooter event. It's basically when an individual is actively engaged in killing or attempt to kill people in a populated area. You know, we think a lot about the schools because it's so tragic. You know, it's our kids. And they're young, and quite often, you know, how can they defend themselves? But it could be anywhere. Like we said, the Route 91 Festival. It could be, you know, a business. It could be any kind of festival or anywhere where there's a gathering, a sporting event. the victims are selected at random. It's an unpredictable, quickly evolving event when it occurs, right? So if you know what to do ahead of time and you have a plan, and we've talked about many different things besides the active shooter and saying, always try to have a plan in place, right? This can help save lives. So some information, anytime, and not just active shooter, you know how to use 911. In an active shooter event, we would tell you if you can safely call 911, there's going to be some information that dispatchers need to give officers and EMS and fire. The location of the shooter, the number of shooters if there's more than one, a physical description of the shooter, if you can tell us the number and type of weapons, and how many victims, right? So we know what we're going to need to get them out of there. When law enforcement arrives, we want people to try to remain as calm as possible. And that's easy for me to tell you that on the phone and make that suggestion to people, from the desk I'm sitting at right now. Follow the directions of law enforcement. Follow the directions of fire and EMS personnel that are there to help with the rescue. If you're carrying items, just drop them on the ground and leave them. Keep your hands up where they're visible to police, right? And avoid quick movements. And then's not the time to really ask them questions. They're going to have questions for you. And I can tell you that the responding emergency workers, police, fire, and EMS, there's going to be a lot racing through their mind while they're trying to absorb what's going on and how to best handle this.
Go ahead, Paul. No, I was just going to say, I can't even imagine being in a situation like that where you're in the midst of an active shooter, active killer situation. I mean, what do you do when that happens?
So moving to this video that the FBI has put out, they say run, hide, or fight. Fight is a last resort. So first, run. Have an escape route in mind. You know, we humans are creatures of habit. We probably enter and exit from where we work the same door. We take the same route driving to and from work. We park in the same parking place, right? So it's always good to know, where are the other exits in the building if I can't get to the one I normally use? Leave your belongings behind. Evacuate the building regardless of whether others will follow, right? Get away from the shooter as quickly as possible. If you can help others to escape, that's great. If people are wounded and they can't be moved, you need to get out of the building. And I know it sounds harsh, and but one suggestion, and this was something from Parkland, one of the shooting victims actually played dead and didn't move, and the shooter went by. He'd already been shot, but the shooter moved by and did not shoot him again because he wasn't moving.
Wow.
So it's not pleasant things to think about.
No.
But if we think about them before and can play it out in our mind before, it can help us when it actually occurs. When you're running out, don't let others enter the building other than law enforcement, fire, and EMS, obviously. If you're running out, keep your hands visible. And when it's safe to do so, get on the phone to 911. Expect that it's going to be hard for them to answer because they're going to be flooded with phone calls coming in. But try to be patient. Give them the information. If you can't run from the building and the exits are blocked, hide in an area out of the shooter's view. So try to get to a room where you can lock the door and block entry to that hiding place. And if there's a window to that door or windows into that room, stay away from the windows. Don't be visible. Another great tip with that, turn off your cell phone or silence it so the ringer doesn't go off, and try to remain as quiet as possible when you're hiding in there, right?
Mm-hmm.
As a last resort, they suggest you fight. And that's only if your life's in imminent danger. And when you do this, you have to commit to your actions. There's a saying, violence of action, and you have to fight with as much physical aggression as possible, use improvised weapons, and attempt to incapacitate that shooter. And if you're able to incapacitate them, control them till police can arrive. And again, it's that last resort. We're not telling people to go out and actively try to get that person and grab them, but if you're cornered and you have no choices, we want you to fight for your life and not just give up. right.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you're right. This is stuff that we don't like thinking about, and yet we have to. We have to know, you know, what we would do in a situation like that and hope that we never need to know it. Same with police. I mean, you need to know how to handle such a situation and then hope that that you don't have to.
Right, and but we prepare. And, you know, and the chief came back, and he said, hey, I want, you know, he got the group that was there together and said, I want you guys to start working on some different things we took away from this class. You know, there's an active shooter event quick reference guide from the FBI. So I would suggest if you have a chance, go on www.fbi.gov. There's a lot of good information there. The video Run, Hide, Fight is on there. It's about 4 minutes long. It's very informative. Interestingly, the characters, their actors in there, they kind of, as they're leaving and going through the steps of being in this active shooter event, they're also narrating parts of it to the viewer to give you advice and tell you what to do. So they're giving you these tips while they're doing it. It's a good video. It's short video. Also, Officer Hunger's working on this morning, putting that same video on our Facebook page. So it's available on our Facebook page. But if you have a problem with that, again, I've already watched it again on the FBI's website, so it's there. It's a quick watch. You know, share it with your kids, share it with your coworkers, and you know, I would recommend it, highly recommend it, that everybody watch it and you know, pay attention to the tips there.
Yeah.
Think about it.
Well, we sure are glad that you go through that training and are prepared in the event that anything like that happens. We sure hope it doesn't, obviously, but always best to be prepared.
Yes, it is. So be safe, be prepared, have a plan.
Yep, there you go. Easy as that. Doug, appreciate it very much. Thanks for being with us today.
Thanks, Paul. Appreciate it.
All right, take care. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye now.